Hello.
Is this Pee-wee?
Alabama Tide.
Pee-wee, how are you?
Hey, the tide went on a roll and rolled tide yesterday.
It was a fun day of college football, that's for sure. Your prediction for this game, how do you feel about it?
Oh, dead on. Right on the money. Take it to the bank, son. You can make money with that one.
You remember what you called that game?
45-10, Bama rose over South Florida.
Right, and the ending score was 42-16. I continue to be impressed with your Alabama prediction.
So close. It's close enough that you can take it to the bank. It's right there. It's so close. It is right there. You might as well call it the same.
You might as well.
Hey, Bama, can't lose. Oh, Waylon Shores, boy, he's struggling, though. Oh, boy, he's going to be okay.
Well, I have to ask you, did you see where the reporter down in Tuscaloosa called him Coach Nick, Coach Saban? Did you see that?
Chris Stewart, he said, yeah, we got something here for Coach Saban. And you know why? Because Saban's still the coach. That's why. I'm telling you.
You're on record.
It is just Kalen, okay, DeBoer, come out there acting like Kalen DeBoer and about got beat yesterday. And that's because Saban was too busy with ESPN and went down there in his office looking over Saban Field, okay? And that's what happened. And we got the win. Roll Tide.
Yeah, I mean, hey, a win's a win, right? I mean, and
can't be beat. Yeah, right. Hey, listen, if you're gonna win national championship, write it down. I said it on this day, right, with a pen and paper. You can put this down. Pee Wee's prediction, okay, is this: you can't win a national championship without having a tough game. This should not be a tough game.
Now, why?
And that's a fact.
Now, why is? Can you explain that a little bit for the people who might not understand that?
Because it's called grit, G-R-I-T, grit. You got to have grit, and you can't have grit without a tough game.
Kind of let you know what you're made of. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Now I'll tell you what, Kalen, not Waylon. He come out there like Kalen yesterday. And I tell you what, Kalen DeBoer is the next Michael Shula. Mike Shula. That's who he is.
Wow.
Another Pee Wee prediction right here, if y'all want to know. Saban in 2 years ends up at LSU and Mike Shula comes to Bama. It's 2004 all over again.
Wow. So previously you're on record for saying that he'll be there for 12 seasons. How do you feel about that with that statement you just made?
He's going to be there for 12 seasons, but he's going to get fired after two.
Right. That, and you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's going to be there, but he's going to be fired.
So, I mean, can you explain that statement particularly?
I don't think it needs an explanation. I think you can't figure that out. You probably need to go back to grade.
You know what? I stand corrected. You're right. That needs no explanation. You know, we did a top 25 pick this past week, and maybe a little lengthy. We're talking about maybe adjusting that a little bit for, you know, because it's a lot. It's a lot for a man that works. You're a working man. You don't do this for a living. So.
No, I'm down at the Gulf Shores of Alabama working.
Oh, so you down there at the Southern Studio?
Yeah, I'm down here right. The sky is pink, and the ocean is blue, and the sand is white right now.
So are you going down there to reflect on Waylon Shores? Is that why you're there, to soak in this win?
Well, actually, I was, look, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think Alabama was going to win that game yesterday, so I took off in my truck, and I said, I'm doing it for Waylon Shores. I'm getting the Gulf Shores so I can get the tide rolling. And about the time I got here, second half of that ball game, they finally started rolling there at the end of the fourth quarter.
So, you know, I've talked to you previously, and you really are in Gulf Shores. This really was the plan, and you know, I just want people to know that you're authentic, and to know that is your current location.
Yes, I am authentic.
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
No, Earl, your show, you go.
So, you know, I do want to talk about a couple of picks, and overall, excuse me, as far as win losses, you picked 9 of these games correct out of 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Good numbers.
Yes, they are. They're very good. I'd like to particularly just bring about 3 or 4 that you picked out that I think is interesting. The first is Kansas State Tulane. Now,
yes.
You picked this game for Tulane to win 7-3. The score was 34-27. Is there anything you can kind of describe why that might not have went exactly like the way you wanted it to?
That would be called lack of defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no defense. It looked like that I could get out there. I could have run the ball right up the middle like old boy did, right on up there, and got me a touchdown. There was no defense in that game.
34-27, Tulane. I realize that, you know, there is a special process that you have to pick these games. And I was just couldn't help but notice that Kansas State was 3, you had him at 34. Tulane was 7, and you had them at 27. Yep. Could it be possible that you detected that 3 and that 7 and you missed the 4 and the 2?
Whenever I got the feeling, that's what I felt, those two numbers right yonder. And so I went with those, and I'll tweak that next week. It'll be tweaked. I'll get it right.
I got you. Well, there's a couple of other ones. Jack State and Louisville. You had Jack State winning over Louisville 16-3, and they lost 14-49.
Yeah. Well, if you take the 16 and the 3, that equals 19, which has a 9 in it. We get to the 49 right there, and then you got the 16. You got the numbers that you need right there.
Right.
You got to put the numbers. I can't put all the numbers together for you. I can only give the numbers.
Right. Precisely. Now that you know, the last game that I'll talk to about possibly some questions that people might have had that are following, is the Baylor Utah game. Now, you had Baylor winning 42-17. They lost 12-23.
Yeah.
And to quote you, it'll be all Baylor in the third quarter.
Well, was it?
It doesn't seem to be.
What was the score?
It Baylor was 12 and Utah was 23. You had Baylor winning 42-17.
Go ahead. Keep talking. There's my two. What else we got?
Okay. Right. Okay. Ohio State, Western Michigan. You had Western Michigan beating Ohio State. They lost actually 56-0 to Ohio State.
Yeah, that. What I have a score at, dude?
Well, you had their score at 17 Ohio State and 24 Western Michigan.
Okay, I just missed that one, okay? There's no numbers in that one. I don't know why. I must have had two different teams in my head and felt something wrong because I should have got that a little bit closer. I was only off by about 40.
Right. It was close. So, well, you know, I will say this. The LSU-Nichols game, you had it 41-20, and they won it 44-21.
Yeah. That's, see there? That's what I'm talking to you about. That's it. I can't – look, on these predictions, I'm just – if I can be in the word that you use, authentic here.
Right.
I want to be open and transparent, okay? But I don't want everybody – I don't want everybody going out gambling and winning money.
Right.
So I might be off on a few numbers or a few – I'm going to be close. But, you know, I just, you know, I got to make money too.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that's just how that's how that goes right there. But yeah, I mean, I'd say I was pretty close. Yeah. I'd say I'm proud of I'm very proud of myself.
Well, let's see. I am. I'm, you know what I'm proud of?
Alabama, Crimson Tide, we are going to whoop Auburn. Even in the middle of the night,
That is exactly the Alabama fight song, and that was beautiful.
Because you know what? We ain't even got to talk about Auburn because they in like the top 120 something.
Well, I know we didn't review Auburn because they're not in the top 25, but did you happen to see that game?
Hugh Freeze is our man. Yeah, okay. Better go find another one.
Boy, it was a tough game to watch, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Who do they play next week? I would love to know because whoever it is going to win.
New Mexico.
New Mexico are not even waste their time with them. Auburn is off the map. I'm going to tell you that right now. Auburn is off the map and is not coming back on. They need to go back and hire what's-his-face one more time. Oh, Gus Bus one more time. Maybe he can drive them back, get them on somewhere. They can't even find the road right now.
Now, as an Alabama fan, do you enjoy hearing seeing Auburn lose? I mean, I
love it. I can't stand Auburn. You hear me? Can't stand them. Hugh Freeze. That's what he is. He just freezes. He froze. I love that. He ain't no coach. Auburn ain't no school, really. No one would even know who Auburn is if it wasn't for Alabama. And that's the truth.
Right. It really, all roads lead back to Alabama if you think about college football.
Boy, they do.
Right.
Alabama been around since at least 1891 or 2.
And you're the authority, so you should know.
Well, I know this. I'll tell you this. Auburn stinks.
Right. And then, okay, let's get into the meat of what we're talking about here. You know, you are clearly the one of the greatest Alabama fans to ever live.
Yeah.
And not only that, you just know college football and you know things, but dive into this Alabama South Florida game and tell us your assessment of it. Do you got a message for the team? You got a message, you know, you said some things to Waylon. Do you have any more messages for him? Would you like to him not become Mike Shula? Would you like to hopefully guide him in a different way, or is it inevitable for him?
Here's the thing. You got to win the games you're supposed to win, and you got to win them convincingly, okay? And here's what happened. I'm just going to tell you what happened. South Florida came in there ready to play. They're used to oceans. They're used to tides rolling in. So they were prepared. They'd seen them before. They were prepared for them. And whenever they got there to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they were ready to play. They were ready to play some ball. And, you know, it was a tough game. They come in there. They kicked field goal. Man, they kicked field goal. They got that 3 points. They got Alabama on the ropes right yonder, and it wasn't looking good there for about 3.5 quarters, okay? It just – Alabama couldn't move the ball. We're dependent on Jalen Milroe way too much, okay? We got to quit doing that. We have got to establish our offensive line. We got to have them be strong. Matter of fact, my message to the boys is this. Okay, get up there and be a man. Be a man. Be Mike Gundy. even though you ain't 40. You're a man, ain't you? That's what they need to be saying every time they get to the line. I'm a man, ain't I? And get up there and just take off and just hit somebody. That's called football. By the way, that targeting call is a bunch of bull, too. I'm going to tell you that right now. There wasn't no targeting on that play.
Yeah.
And South Florida went home hanging their head. You know, they come out there running their mouth before the game, too. I don't like that either. Just do your job. You know, don't come out here trying to run your mouth act like you're somebody. And Waylon, get your team together. Get your team together. Get the coaches together. You smile too much. That's your problem. That's his whole problem. He smiles too much. You didn't see Nick Saban smiling. Nick Saban waited till I went, hey, I'm going to win national championship, and I'll smile one time, and that's it. And then I'll smile a whole lot after I'm retired, okay? But I ain't smiling while I'm out here trying to win games. This ain't no laughing matter. And that's Waylon's whole problem, is that he wants to get out there. He wants to show his teeth. He wants to smirk and smile and, hey, look at me. I'm cute. I wear my black shirt. Why don't he wear a shirt like Nathan, like Saban wore? Why don't he wear Nick's shirt? Why don't he wear a straw hat? That's what he needs to do. He needs to be out there on practice field with a straw hat, and that's the whole reason. He's making our team soft. That's what I can't stand. Jared, he's making our team soft. Listeners, listen to me. Alabama has a soft team because of our coach. It ain't nobody else. It's because of our coach. Because our coach is getting soft. He smiles.
And you're right. And I do know this about you, and I know how you feel about this targeting thing. You feel like it's just kind of out of hand. You don't really want people to get hurt. And you're not saying that you're intending for them to hurt somebody else, but you're wanting a hard-nosed football. That's kind of where you're going with that. How did you feel about that fumble in the third quarter?
That fumble is bad. That's undisciplined, okay? This is what I'm talking to you about. Undisciplined football. That you can't. What they need to do is they need to take a live somebody on the team. Okay, is having a baby. I'm sure. Okay, they need to take that baby and place him in the running back's arms. Okay, in the quarterback's arms and everybody's arms. And they need to practice just running circles and not dropping the baby so they don't drop the football. Now that drill make a man out of it.
If you hold a live baby, you'll be careful.
You will. You ain't going to drop it.
Well, yeah, I would just like to point out, I hope you're not running into other people when you're holding a live baby.
No, you don't want to run. I mean, not unless that baby's got a helmet on.
Yeah. Well,
and then you go and protect it. You know what I'm saying? That's like they don't protect the ball. Jared. I'm telling you, I'm not going to say I've been at the practices, but I can tell you what I do know for a fact. He don't go over ball protection. You see Saban up there shaking his head?
You know what? I hate to bring this up to you, man. I really do. But I have to get your take. Because Saban was there, and we saw a lot of him. They honored him. Now it's Nick Saban Field.
My God, that's so much more. You don't name a field after somebody who's alive. Don't let them enjoy that. What is wrong with them?
I hear you.
You wait until the head, and then you're like, we honor this guy. You don't do it while he's alive. Especially whenever he's going to go coach at LSU in 2 years.
Do you think that just the level of what he's played at, he deserves to be honored even when he's alive?
No, absolutely not. No, I'm over Saban.
I mean, you're on record for saying he was. You got over him years ago. We heard that on a previous podcast. You let him go a long time ago.
Dude, I can't even turn the TV on without seeing a Nick Saban commercial. If he needed money that bad, he should have stuck with being a coach. There wasn't no need in retiring and then being on every commercial. Who does he think he is, Shaquille O'Neal?
You know what? You know, he does have quite a few commercials going on.
He's got a bunch of them. I saw another one today. I changed the station. And now, don't get me wrong, I love Nick Saban.
Well, but I haven't gotten to this question, and I almost hesitate to ask you this, and I don't know how you feel. How did you feel about Saban in that pink tie?
you know, real men wear pink. I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, good. I didn't know how you were going to fall on that one.
Now, his name was something like, I'm just going to throw something, Kalen. You, if your name is weak like it, you don't wear a pink tie.
Right.
You better wear like a crimson tie. But he don't even wear nothing crimson. That's what makes me so mad. He's wearing a black hoodie. First of all, it's hot. It's not even cold right now. Why are you in a hoodie? I'm a culture, son of a gun. You learned a lot from me.
You know what? I can't tell you how much I've learned over these past podcasts that we've done. And getting to talk to you about Alabama football, it's really been eye-opening. The amount that you know about a bunch of different things. You've said it. You just said it. You're a cultured son of a gun.
I am. And the other podcast people need to tune into real soon is called Pee Wee Knows.
That is coming up, but we'll cover all topics there, not just Alabama football, because you the depth and breadth of where what you know is just amazing.
Well, either way, all I want to say is Alabama, hey, Michigan don't stand a chance against them next week. Not a chance.
Well, we're going to get into that a little later on the week, and we'll get your predictions, and we'll get yours. Anything else that as you peruse the landscape of college football, is there anything else that you notice that you'd like to bring to our attention?
I'm sorry. As I do what?
Peruse the landscape of college football. As you've observed, have observed all of college football and are soaking it in, is there anything that you'd like to let us know? Is there any rule changes that you think that have affected things that you wish were different? Is there what does this year look like to you now that we're 2 weeks in? Do you wish there were things different? Anything, your observations you've made?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was perusing just the other day, and I'm saying that targeting needs to be gone. Okay, this getting the ball back on 25-yard line, that needs to be gone. Holding, by the way, what is wrong with Alabama holding? We've been doing it for years and getting by with it. Why all of a sudden can we not hold?
It does seem something they were calling quite a bit this past Saturday.
They were. I was like, of course we're holding. I'm not denying that we don't hold, but we don't get called for. We're Alabama.
Right.
We don't get called holding.
We're above the fray. We don't get called on that kind of thing.
Yeah, they need to prove that. The word for today on this podcast is peruse.
Yes. I forget, you know, we talked about you being a cultured son of a gun, but we've already covered that you are of the mindset that we use words that are very to the point. And I apologize to you for that.
Yes, there's certain vocabulary words you just need to use.
Yeah, I apologize for nothing. So, hey, Alabama won this past weekend. We're looking forward to the game coming up. Have you you got any plans to attend this one?
This one here, I've got plans. I'm going to be back at the house, okay?
Right.
And I'm going to be watching it from there. And that will probably give us an advantage because I won't be traveling trying to watch it on my phone.
Right.
And so I'll be able to watch it from the game, but from the house there on my new television. And here's the thing, though. If I can just leave with some words of wisdom
right. To
all Alabama fans and college football fans everywhere
right.
and the coach of Alabama and the assistant coaches of Alabama and all of the players and just everybody, really. So here's what I'd like to say is a win is a win is a win is a win. Last year, South Florida about beat us, but they didn't. This year, South Florida about beat us, but they didn't. Last year, Saban was our coach. This year, Saban is not our coach. So we're headed to do great things, okay? And we will end up in the national championship, and we will lose by three. And it's going to be a good season, and everybody just needs to calm down, okay? Because our coach knows what he's doing, and he's going to do things a little different, and it's okay. And straight to our coach, I would like to say this. Man up, quit smiling, and get our boys out there and let's win some football. Roll Bama!